Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, reporting from Charisma News, they're saying that Netanyahu, my goodness, get that word out, Netanyahu, Prime Minister.
Netanyahu.
Yahoo? Okay. Prime Minister of Israel, that he's preparing the public for possible war with Iran. And, you know, this has been coming for some time. I mean, he's been talking about for over a year now about drawing the red line. I'm amazed at the patience of Israel. Mm-hmm. I mean, the patience, they continue to dialogue, continue to be open to reasonable agreements. And now it's come to the point as they're preparing, this is what Charisma News is reporting, that over the past several weeks, the writer's saying, I've been hearing from the current and former senior Israeli officials and advisors at the highest possible levels that the showdown with Iran is entering the critical endgame phase. He says, I'm hearing from people who, with direct knowledge of the plans, that war could come in 2013. They're saying that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is beginning to prepare the public for this military option, and that's why he was on Face the Nation on TV. Listen to this. He says Netanyahu called the Iranian a messianic, apocalyptic regime bent on genocide, a reference to the Shia eschatology Khomeini holds, that Iran must annihilate Israel and the U.S. to usher in the region, the reign of the 12th Iman. Netanyahu also called the incoming president of Rouhani a wolf's sheep in clothing, who bragged in the past about negotiating with the West while secretly advancing nuclear enrichment. And so it's time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's time. They're preparing. They're communicating with their people. And we must be ready to continue to pray and be alert and to stand with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2013 is here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, John Kerry,
Secretary of State,
has been over to Israel six times already.
He's not on his boat.
Oh no, not this time. Not this time. But he's made it six times to the region.
Did you see that picture of him on that canoe, working his way to?
Oh my goodness!
Everything was falling apart.
Not a good moment to be in the boat or photographed going to the boat.
Yeah.
But you're looking at all this stuff happening, and not to mention that they're wanting them to have these negotiations with the Palestinian Authority to create, and Benjamin Netanyahu is quoted as saying, listen, we don't want to create another state on our borders that really wants to destroy us, but we're open to talks, we're open. Mm-hmm. But they're still suggesting, to go back to 1967 border lines. They're not even defensible. They're not defensible, putting Israel in complete jeopardy. Yet, once again, and you're seeing a whole region now that's completely in turmoil. You have Egypt that's had a major transition. Once again, less than a year of once Morsi was elected president, a year later, millions revolted and rebelled, and now they have a new president. Mm-hmm. You have Syria still going on, 90,000 plus people that have been killed in this conflict. 90,000. You have Russia, who's supporting Iran. You have our government, who's supporting rebels, Al-Qaeda, in all of this, while Israel just waits, while Assad is saying that if we didn't have this conflict going on, and when this conflict is over, oh, we'd take Israel out. At the same time, his enemy, the rebels, are saying the same thing. And just to think that we would still be talking about 1967 border lines is something that's absolutely off the charts. It's ridiculous, and we must support policy and definitely prayer that says, listen, don't mess with the apple of God's eye.
Yeah, the whole thing is in the context of you can't think of things logically.
No.
You have to understand, and you know, we really haven't done it, and it's kind of really hard to do. If you look at crime that happens on a daily basis. You know, we presently live in a blessed land where we don't see it as much crime. You can see it on the news clips, mm-hmm. and all these different things. But, you know, coming from a law enforcement experience, that when you see this poor innocent clerk who's just doing her job at 10 o'clock at night that has a $20 bill in her cash register with somebody coming in and literally beating her brains out just to take that money, that $20 bill. Mm-hmm. There's evil. But the thing is that we protect ourselves so often from this reality of evil that all of a sudden now we don't even believe it exists. Mm. I mean, you look at this man who had these young girls for, I don't know how many years, 10 years, I guess,
years.
Whatever it is,
yeah,
as her slave in his house and, you know, beat one of them till their baby was lost and raped them and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is evil. Or you look at Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer, who mutilated these other people, and this is satan. This is Satan.
Yeah.
That you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. When you're talking about, it makes no logical sense for anybody to mess with this little small country called Israel, and none at all. Especially as peaceful as they're trying to, they're just, it's amazing.
Patient. Let's talk some more yet again.
So when you support leaders who want to logically work things out, you're coming in, and it's just, you're just going to be, if you believe in what the lie they're telling you today, you're going to be surprised by the lie they tell you tomorrow. And it's never going to work out that way. It's just, you got to stop looking at Israel and what's going on in a logical way. And realize this, when somebody wants to kill someone, that's satanic. It's not normal,
yeah.
You know, and it's evil. And when God says, because evil exists, God who is good is greater than evil, then we need to pray for Israel, pray for the protection of Israel. We need to do what God says about Israel, because we're not going to defeat evil by us logically working things out.
Right.
We're going to defeat evil by turning to God and standing up for righteousness and what's right. Mm-hmm. When, you know, America had a strong presence in the world, these things were at bay. But now that we're seen as weak, following whatever, you're seeing all these different areas that were safe now become vulnerable. And one of those is Israel. And that's why you hear us talk about, you know, how tragic it was when our president went to Israel and gave the speech, and you could hear it and see it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Go to the VFN Torch or on your app. And you'll hear us listen to a speech, and we'll listen to it live, so we're excited the first part of the speech, but at the end of it, we're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
exactly.
He sold out Israel and told them to go to the United Nations, which has a voting block of the Middle East mindset to be able to destroy Israel. And it's like, oh, my goodness. And it's like, just stop thinking about it logically and say, God, deal with the enemies of Israel.
Yeah.
Deal with the enemies of Israel. Take them out. If they're going to try to take out Israel, Lord God, we just pray that you would devour the enemies of Israel. Protect them, that you would put your angels around Israel and rise up your mountains around them, oh God, and save Israel. Protect them from the plans of the evil one. Mm. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.